Can we get some new Bieber music? I know it's weird to hear me say that, but I love hearing that little guy sing.
Well, he tweeted something last week that was very, like, cryptic. So it might be here sooner than people think.
Yeah, what was it, like the number 10?
Yeah, and there was someone else who tweeted it as well.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. So
good
I don't
day.
Know if they're, like, collabing.
Ooh, maybe there's a 10th episode of Game of
Thrones.
Well,
see, it was 10, and then he tweeted 7, and then he tweeted 6.
Yeah, because he's counting down the days.
Oh, I see what you did there. I'm excited to hear that because I actually like Bieber as much as I hate
on
the little guy.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably an Ed Sheeran song that he just features on.
I'll take it.
Me too.
All right, let's get into it. It is time for Joe's Need to Know News. The 2019 Kentucky Derby, for the first time in the history, had an on-track violation and it changed the winner. Maximum Security was stripped of the win, which made Country House the winner of Saturday's 145th running of the Kentucky Derby.
And they're into the stretch. Country House on the outside. Code of Honor down toward the rail. Maximum Security keeps on fighting. War of Will is there too as they come to the final furlong. It is Country House on the outside. Maximum Security soaked in game. He keeps battling on. Maximum Security. Country House 1-2 down to the line. Maximum Security wins the Kentucky Derby.
And the rest are turned into Elmer's glue. Yay.
Yeah, I had money on Maximum Security, so I was like jumping up and down, screaming when he won. And then it got overturned. And so then my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, had money on the horse that actually won due to like the disqualification. Because it was 65-1 odds.
What are the odds?
For this horse.
What are the odds?
9 million, speaking of odds. 9 million bucks for people lost after that was reversed.
Ooh.
It was a big loss for people after the horse got disqualified.
I know. It's like really sad because his stud money, that's like how much the money is worth, how much a horse is worth.
To be a prostitute, yeah, to knock up other horses.
Yes, Maximum Security stud money like went really down, but it's like he's still fast.
Well, I guess part of the rules with the Derby are that the horses have to stay in like their designated lanes or whatever.
Well, like, they have to leave an open lane for other horses.
You can't block
and,
a horse.
And
you can't like racing.
Yeah. Maximum Security was sliding into other horses' areas while they were racing, but a lot of people's defense is that dude, it was like super muddy and stuff, like it you know, because it had been raining all weekend long and all day long.
Yeah, but like imagine this. That could have, it honestly could have caused like a 20 horse pile up.
Then they all would have been turned
and
blue.
And jockeys could have been like actually very seriously injured. And like people are already saying like horse racing is like not good for the horses
of
and
course
stuff.
Not.
So
horses
you think the overturning was fair?
Yes, because if the horses all did like collide and collapse and like jockeys got hurt and horses died and got hurt and everything like that, we might never see the Kentucky Derby again.
I watch racing. I don't want people to die, but who doesn't like a crash? We all like crashes. You're lying if you don't like a good crash. You are a total
liar.
Maybe
for NASCAR. I don't know.
I didn't think it was fair that it got overturned. I feel bad for a lot of people that bet money on him.
Alex lost a lot of money, it sounds like.
I didn't. I did. I've never bet on a horse.
The FCC is warning Americans about the one-ring robocalls. Have you heard of this? The recent one-ring call attempts to bait a consumer, such as you and me, into calling the number back, which can result in you being billed tolls up to like for a 900 number. So it'd be like a dollar a minute or more. And these the latest waves are coming from this area code. So do not pick it up. 222. It's a country code of a West African nation. The FCCs don't call these numbers back. Instead, file a complaint on their website, fcc.gov/complaints. But that's something I feel my grandma or mom would do. I'm like, well, I better call back. Maybe it's my son.
Yep.
Hello? Joe, you sound different. All right, I'll talk to you for an hour and a half.
I can always tell when it's one of those crank callers because it's a weird number that I don't know, and then they never leave a voicemail. So that's how I know that it was one of those things.
I don't answer any number that I don't have in my phone. I just rely on them to leave a voicemail.
So do you not have my number in your phone, or what's with me calling you and you not picking up?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. All right, we talked about this like a year or two ago here with Need to Know News. A man went to court. He said, listen, I do not need this $300 ticket. This hash brown is what I was eating, not a cell phone that I was talking to. The officer wrote him a ticket for talking while driving. I guess it's illegal. And guess what? The man went to court, and he won.
Wow.
Now, some might say he lost because the ticket was $300. I guarantee you his legal fees for all this was a lot more. But yeah, Connecticut man just won a legal battle that lasted over a year and cost him more than $300 than the $300 traffic ticket.
Sometimes it's about the principle of the thing.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, for this guy, I mean,
if he won, yeah, but it's like, think all the hash browns he could have bought right there.
True. So,
but yeah, good for him for fighting the good fight. And this video has been going crazy. I assume this happens way more than we're used to. It's just we don't see it inside of a birthing room, like in a hospital. But if you've seen this video, I'll put it up on our blog at joeandalexshow.com. It was shot by a family showing their baby girl getting dropped on her head by hospital staff in Arizona. Jeez. Monique Rogers said that the video shot by her husband, Derek, by the way, very good camera work. Derek, I'm impressed with you. To be under pressure like that and to take video, you're amazing. Shows her three hospital workers cleaning the girl, you know, she was born, getting the top and the bottom everywhere, and she's being held in the air kind of path real quick, and she slipped out of one of the workers' hand and lands on her head, but the baby fell like probably like 3 or 4 inches, but I know it still lands on its head. I mean, it's still like, oh my God, here's the thing though. The baby lands on the table but almost falls off the table. That would have been a big deal. It would have probably fallen 3 or 4 feet. So it's just like, insane. But babies, like, they're always slippery anyways, right?
I know. Like, I just wonder, like, how much it actually impacts their brain when they get dropped as a baby.
Well, if she turns into a serial killer, I guess we'll know. Yeah. You know, the number one thing that most serial killers have in common is that there was a head injury when they were a child.
Well, I had a head injury as in, like, a young child. What does that mean? The baby had to stay in the NICU unit because it was also a preemie for 12 days. A head ultrasound was performed about 5 days after the birth. But the mom never got the results until now. Her daughter actually has a grade one hemorrhage on the left side of her brain, possibly caused by the staffer, but it also could have been because of the preemie and everything that went on with delivering the baby.
I'm not saying
it's cool. If it was my kid, I'd be freaking out. But reality, I think all of our parents dropped us like once or twice, right? Like you were dropped, Alex.
As a newborn, a toddler is different.
Thrown, whatever you want to call it. Thrown, it doesn't matter.
I'd probably sue too.
I have three older sisters that I'm sure probably all tried to hold me when I was a newborn because they probably thought I was a new baby doll. So I'm sure I was probably dropped.
The Rockets won on Saturday. They trail that series against the Warriors 2-1. Game 4 is tonight. Maybe they'll tie that up. And today is a special day. It's National Nurses Day. Just shout out to all of our nurses, both female and male. Yes,
yay,
there are male nurses out there. We appreciate all you do and having to put up with us weird, sneaky people that come in to see you. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.